take me on a plane with you. It don't even matter where we headed, I just wanna get away with you. Cause I know that you can teach me a thing, it's so connected. She already know I'm connected. I'm the only one she wanna mess with. She know my whole squad is connected. Connected, yeah.
The only cue I know is B, that's a guesses. I dropped my big chain for a necklace. The smelling good and looking good still on the checklist. She said just run right. Now I'm high, boo. I'm high as moonlight. It's my chip. So when the time's right, I make the right move. She smell my net light. That ain't Chanel blue, so ain't you heard my new. I'll be on some news, yeah. Checking out these rappers, on they haven't got a clue. Me, I'm on my cool, never trying to prove. Looking, always looking, never. Hold up. London boy, I feel like booking a flight. Cali, and Hollywood nights. Worldwide, I catch a vibe. You can put that on my life, or just put me on the mic.
Take me on a plane with you. It don't even matter where we headed. I just wanna get away with you. Cause I know that you can teach me a thing. It's so connected. She already know I'm connected. I'm the only one she wanna mess with. She know my whole squad is connected.
Street Athens Live, Street Athens Live, with DJ Will Money, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get into it, the hottest jam. Street Athens Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, right here.
Believe it, believe it.
On K100 Radio, get live with DJ Will Money, you heard?
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Nominated us and you voted,
and thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Oh yeah, what's happening? K100 Radio right now, we live. K100radio.com, that's the website, that's where you can hit us up at. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. What's up, everybody? What's going on out there? Facebook Live, what's up? We popping over here. What's happening? Sincere to Truth. What we doing right now on K1's Radio is Direct Line. This is our Direct Line interview. And this is where we have a chance to have a one-on-one Q&A and chop it up with some artists. Sometimes we have artists, producers, DJs. We've had politicians, we've had strippers, we've had all kinds of people on K1's Radio come through and check in live with us on the radio for a Direct Line interview. And so we asked them real candid questions. We asked them about their career, if they're artists, we play their music. We asked them about their grind, and we try to get real in-depth with what they got going on. Now today, yeah, I've got some really, 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 really talented young girls on the line with me today. I want everybody to just take a second and pause and understand that, you know, doing music is something that is very, very, very difficult. It can be very hard to do music and live a normal life. And it's because you have to have a level of patience, and you have to be passionate about doing music. And when you do music starting at a young age, on top of that, you have just life stuff. You have being a kid, being a child. You're not always in control of the whole situation because you are a minor legally. You can't do it. And sometimes it's for the best. Sometimes it doesn't work out too well. We've had numerous examples of child stars that ended up not having great adult lives. But today, I want to bring a young group of young ladies that I've actually met before. I've heard their music. I've seen them perform several times because the grind is real. I want to welcome the Mako Girls to the broadcast. And what's going on? These young ladies are really, really, really special. They work really hard. We've got Kina. I'm gonna introduce them one by one. Kina, how you doing, Kina from the Mako Girls? How you doing?
I'm good. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. I want to introduce Mimi. How you doing, Mimi?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
I am great, Mimi. And I want to introduce Annie. Did I say that right, or Ani? Which one is it?
It's Anai. But what's up? It's Anai from the Mako Girls, and how you doing?
Anai. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Anai. I'm sorry, y'all. Welcome, ladies. Young ladies. So first of all, let me ask you guys this. How did you guys meet? How did you guys become the Mako Girls? How was the group formed? And any one of you guys can actually answer the question because I'm pretty sure you all know you all were there. But I'll ask Mimi. Mimi, how did you guys meet and how did you guys become the Mako Girls?
Okay, well, we're all sisters, so we live in the same house. We decided to do this together, and we started doing this 3 years ago as sisters, and we, you know, sung in church and then came into just doing this together professionally. And, yeah, that's pretty much how we came together. We all have a passion for singing and dancing, so we just came together and made a group.
So were y'all just kind of sitting around at the house and always singing, always in your room, always in the mirror, performing for yourself, for your mom and them, and everybody was like, you know what, that girl good. Them girls is good. And mom and dad was like, let's do it. Did it kind of work out like that, ladies? You guys let me know.
Not really. Somewhat. We started dancing with our cousins at parties all the time, and we would just make up dances and dance with them, and people would just love to see us dance. And then we just added singing when we figured out that we actually sound really good together. And our parents, we just told them, you know, hey, we want to do vocal lessons, we want to do this and that to move forward. So we kind of, you know, took charge when we figured out what we wanted to do.
And okay, you guys took charge. That's a bold step. That's something that you just don't hear young people. Not young males, young females. You just don't hear young people say, we're going to just take charge and just do it. Okay, Keena, how old are you, Keena?
I was, I guess, I think it was 13 or 14 when I started. I'm 16 now.
All right. How old are you? How old are you, Mimi?
I'm 15. I was 12 when we started.
All right. How old are you, Ani?
It's a night. And I was 10 when I started, and I am 12, turning 13 now.
All right. Oh, so you're kind of a little bit younger than your sisters, Anai. That's my bad.
Yes.
I won't get that wrong again. Hopefully, Anai. I'm sorry. Anai, you're a little bit younger than your sisters. How does that work? Because sometimes, you know, I'll tell you this. I have teenage kids. I have kids that are basically almost the same age as you guys. I have a 15-year-old and I have a 13-year-old, and those guys constantly fight all the time. Do you guys ever get into any arguments or anything? And I know with the age difference, I know it's a little bit different. I know you guys are all mature, because if you weren't mature, you wouldn't be able to pull off this and really have such a great group. I've seen you guys perform a couple of times, and you work so well together. I didn't even know that you guys were that different in age, you know. But how does that work? And do you guys have any arguments amongst yourselves with sisters? Sometimes just sister arguments. And how does that work when you're in a group?
Well, we usually don't get into many fights with each other. If it is, it's about minor things, about going the wrong way on a dance move or who took my iPhone off the charger, small things like that. But we always get along most of the time.
Who took my iPhone off the charger?
That's
life right there. When those are your real problems, you guys are definitely winning right now. If that's the problem, you guys have the groups. Now, you know, and speaking of groups, I know you guys noticed, or maybe you noticed, a lack of groups, period. Not just female groups, but male groups in urban music, whether it's, you know, hip-hop, R&B, or whatever. And you guys are kind of a mix of that and pop. We're gonna play some of your music in a minute so people can actually hear what you guys sound like. And I wish we could actually show a performance, too, because your performances are dynamic. I love when you guys rock the stage. But
thank you.
What do you feel when people tell you guys, when someone says, man, you know, groups don't work? People always say that with urban music. Groups don't work. Groups don't work. That's why you see a lot of the record labels and stuff, they're shying away from dealing with groups. And people are always talking about, look at this deal. They always break up, and the band always breaks up. Someone wants to be a star. Someone wants to go solo. How would each one of you guys answer that question? And I'll let all of you guys respond. Keena, you can go first.
Okay, this is Keena. I would say it depends on how they would start and how everything would work out, how they would solve situations in the group. for us. Okay. We solve situations by talking to each other. And how we started off with like, okay, we got to have to do this. And we got to focus. We got to keep grinding and doing our work. So I guess I would say that.
All right, go ahead, Anai.
Well, I would say that if, like, I would, if you're not having fun, like, you can do something else. But I, well, us, we have fun and we always talk to each other and make sure that we're okay with what's going on. And we address the situation if something, if, like, we're not feeling confident, and we'll pump each other up and make sure that it's okay, you can do this. It's just, like, one mistake and it'll be fine.
Okay. Go ahead, Mimi.
Yeah, for us as a group, I know it's not a lot of groups out there, but we're sisters, so, you know, it's a little harder to break us apart from doing this together and stopping this completely. And, you know, we live in the same house and all that stuff, so it's way easier to work together. And we do talk to each other, and we just think of it like when we perform, we just think of it as a party. So that way it's not really like a stress thing. It's something you do for fun because you say you like to do it. And we try to make sure, you know, everybody is comfortable with anything that we go with and things like that. So that way we're all having fun with what we do and we're loving what we're doing. And it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like, you know, I can do this every day.
Yes, it all it is fun. I think, and you know, that brings me to a question that I got for all three of you ladies. With you guys still being young, you guys still being in school, how do you deal with being an artist and being out here? And sometimes, you know, you can have things like jealousy. You know, you have other girls that make you jealous of you guys because you guys, everybody knows you guys and you guys are performing and people are talking about you. A lot of people want to know who you are. People want to buy your music and stuff like that. How do you guys deal with being teenagers and being in school and having to have this life of being an entertainer at the same time? You know, how is that working? I'll let you guys go, again, answer one by one. Anai, you can go first this time.
Well, previously we were homeschooled, so basically like, we didn't really tell anyone because we were always working and going to a show, but we didn't really have any drama about anyone saying or disliking what we're doing. Yeah, we always have family support, so, and friend support, so it's really cool that we don't get into much stuff with other people.
All right. That's good. Okay, go ahead, Mimi. You answer.
Yeah, with that, with having, like, all the drama and stuff, I know we're all about no drama. We were in school. Well, we was homeschooled last year, but we're going back to school because Keena will be graduating. But most of the people kind of already know what we do, and they're either supportive of us or they just, you know, don't say anything. And sometimes, you know, you just leave that alone. But we're pretty much cool with everybody who says they like what we do. And most of the people who see what we're doing, they ask us a lot of questions on, like, how it goes and if they really, if they want to do it, what can they do and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really hard, I would say. I haven't seen much drama come from it. It's a lot of questions on how they can get to where we are and stuff like that.
Good, good. A lot of support. Go ahead, Keena.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say my teachers, when I first started, they didn't, when I was in public school, they didn't even know that I was performing at all until we performed at the school. So I would say there wasn't any drama or anything because I really kind of kept it to myself. And at certain points, I would, like, figure out, like, wait, she's from Mako Girls. So, yeah, I wouldn't say there isn't any drama with that.
No, okay. You guys, I think, well, being homeschooled, I think in situations like this would definitely help. You know, I've met some younger artists, and they've had kind of some trials and tribulations. But then again, like you said, performing at school, that can also be great, and you have a whole other dynamic to your school experience when you're that young and you're actually performing. Now, I got another question for you guys. This is a really important question. You guys are in the music business. This is the music business. You guys are artists and everything, but I always try to make sure that we educate. And I know you guys have got great parents and great supportive parents and a great support system. I see these guys out all the time with you. You're always protected, and I want to give those guys props for that. No one's – I've never seen anything that looked out of the way as far as you guys being young ladies being on the scene and being handled any kind of way. So I want to give those guys props for that every time I see you guys. Now, but the business. You guys are in the music business. Let me ask each one of you this question and you guys answer it. What are your plans to do besides being an artist, getting into the music business? What other interests, what other lanes in the music industry, or do you have any other interests outside of music, you know, that you would like to pursue along with your music careers? Now, everybody knows that being an artist is hard, it's difficult. This is not to discourage anyone, but it can be a long shot. But if you get into the music business side and make sure that your business is handled, I know right now you may have managers and people doing certain things for you, but I want to make sure that you guys are focused on also the music business. So I'll ask each one of you this question. What else besides just being an artist are you going to try to maybe get your hand in, or you're interested in, or maybe want to be focused on once you get into the music industry a little bit deeper and beyond just being in the group? I'll ask you guys, I'll let you guys answer one by one. Mimi, you go first.
Okay. With being in the music industry, I know when I get older, like doing this more, if I'm not being an artist, I still want to help other artists become what they want to be and be successful. So I would probably either have like my own record label or like a talk show or something, because my parents say I talk a lot. So I think it'll be cool to have a talk show. And I love to watch like Ellen DeGeneres and all that stuff. So I'm cool with that. And I know going to college, I will be doing that when I leave high school, and maybe do something like hair, because certain things that I'm learning as I'm in this industry, I'm starting to like I have to have my hair done, I have to have it right, and my, you know, my makeup has to be on point, like all that kind of stuff. So I think if I learn how to do it myself, then it'll be easier, and that kind of interests me now.
All right, great. Another lane for fashion. Already got it. She got fashion on the brain and the cosmetology, and everybody has to have all that. Okay, Anai, I said that right this time.
Yes, you did.
I know. The third time I get it right. I'm a little bit slow. Third time I'm definitely going to get it right. All right, Anai, what about you? What's your plans?
Well, for one thing, I love DJing. I love music. So apart from during the music industry still, I want to do DJing because I love mixing and mastering music. I want to do producing as well. I want to produce some hot tracks for someone else to perform on, or even for me to perform with. I would say YouTubing or gaming, because I love video games. And I'm the tomboy out of the group, I can say. I like gaming and YouTubing, so I would do that as well. And for college, I would go for programming and music.
Oh, great answer. You know, my son is an avid gamer, too, and you guys would definitely get along. And you like the tomboy of the group. I'll come back and I'll ask you another question about that in a second. Go ahead, Keena. What do you think? What's your plans?
Okay, besides being an artist, I would absolutely love to open my own dance studio because I love to dance. I am the dancer in the group. I would also like to produce beats as well and start dabbling in technology, doing animations and stuff like that.
Wow, that's great. You guys sound really focused. You've got dance, fashion, hair. You know what I'm saying? And you've got producing and DJing. The female DJ is definitely on the rise, okay? You know, the female DJ is killing right now. You guys have got a lot of hurdles to overcome. This is going to be my next question, and we're going to get into some of the songs. So we still got about maybe 10, 15 minutes left in this particular interview, so we're going to play some of the music. But I just want to get your fans to get a real feel of you guys, you know what I mean? A lot of people are on Facebook Live too. Check out, shouts out to everybody watching us over on Facebook Live. Kelby Canning from Making It Magazine and Curvaceous Candy and all these guys over on Making It on Facebook Live that are watching right now and listening to this interview. What's up? We're live right now. Direct line interview with the Mako girls. And these young ladies, Keena, Mimi, and Anai, have their heads on straight. Very talented. And I've seen them perform, like I said, a lot of times. Now, here's another question, ladies. You guys are young ladies. And I know, I'm pretty sure that at this particular point in your life, you're old enough to understand the difference between the way men are treated and the way women are treated, not just in the music industry, but in the world, in society. So right now, while you're still at this age, give me one example that you've seen just at this level grinding right now that you've seen while something happened and you were like, man, if I think they just doing that because we girls, you know, in the music industry. because you're gonna face that. Yeah. You're gonna face that a little bit more. You're gonna face that more and more, and it's not fair, but it's the real world. And I like to ask real world questions, and you guys are old enough, I think, to answer this question. I'll let you answer one by one. Give me an example, you know, of something that you've seen, and you're like, man, if we were guys, I don't think they would have did that. And then what do you plan, and how do you plan on handling that in the future as a female artist? Because it really is important, and it's something that you're going to have to contend with going forward into your adult careers. Even when you branch off to doing anything else in the industry, you'll still run into those kinds of things. Mimi, I'll let you answer first, Mimi.
Okay. I know I was, like, in world history, so I definitely understand where the question is coming from. I know that it's a line of where they see guys do it, and then they're like, okay, girls can do it too. Once a guy does it, it's like a line of order. A guy does it, then a girl will do it. So I know, like, I've seen with rappers and stuff, you know, guys have to start off, and then there's girls after, when girls, you know, can dominate in rapping and hip-hop as well. I've seen that a lot.
Mm, okay. There's all right, go ahead. There is an order, but you know you're there. If you're good enough, there's an order, but then there's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna come for her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is an order. But you guys can break the mold, and you can change that. Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, and now what about you? What about you? Something that you've seen being a female artist, and something that you feel like you know you would like to maybe change and be the first female to do it.
Well, one time we were at some a performance and like just going there to attend to see, and I saw this person like they were just throwing shade to someone because her hair was just like big, and I'm thinking, but sometimes boys they have their hair big and they comb it out, make it look big. Why is it a problem for girls to do it as well? So one day, hopefully, I might just like get my hair, and I'm gonna wear it big like how I like it too, cause I have natural curly hair, so it's always big. And I'm aware like that and show that it's okay if your hair is big. You still can slay and rock that look. It doesn't have to be just for guys. It can be for girls as well.
Okay. Good answer. Go ahead, Keena. What about you?
I would say if girls who wear, like, baggy pants or stuff like that, not to where it's sagging off, but if they wear, like, baggy clothes and stuff, guys would be like, that's not cool. But girls can rock it too as well, like TLC. They can rock the baggy clothes and stuff.
Mm, good answer. Some you don't always have to have everything super duper tight on you just because you're a female artist. I interpreted
yeah.
the answer. That's a really good answer. When you guys, when I interview you guys in a couple of years and you're huge superstars, I'll ask you another question more along those lines. I'll wait for you guys to get a little older about the way people view females that wear scantily clad clothes all the time. But I'll let you guys just enjoy being kids for this particular segment, and we'll address that guy when you guys get older. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of a question for an older group. Carol Soto, she's in Tampa. She's on Facebook Live. She said hi. She saw you guys at the Southeastern Music Conference, and she said you guys rocked. No?
Hey!
Uh, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show if you want to actually say something live on the air to the Mako Girls. You're welcome to. Again, 347-934-0966 if you want to just call in and give these young ladies some encouragement. You can do that by dialing the phone number. Now, we're going to get ready to get into some of the music. And somebody mentioned a minute ago that somebody can wear their hair a certain kind of way and still slay. And we've got a song by you guys called Slay. Getting ready to... right now, you know what I'm saying? Each one of you, I'll let one of you guys pick and tell me about Slay. What is this song about? Obviously, it's about slaying and doing that, but who produced this track? And, you know, just give me a little bit about this beat before we actually get ready to play. Mimi, you do the honors. Introduce this track for us.
Okay. The song Slay was produced by two guys are actually on the track called Major League Sounds. They're on the remix, and they made this beat. And, you know, song is just about being on point. Don't let nobody tell you you can't, you know, be fierce and be great. You know, things like that. Just, you know, go ahead and go out there and slay.
All right. This is the Mako Girls right here live on K100 Radio, a direct line interview. And, again, these three young ladies are really, as you can hear, these guys really have their heads on straight. They're focused. You know, beautiful young ladies. Sisters, real sisters. I knew that, but I wanted you guys to say that live on the air. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to hear you say that, you know, because
yeah.
I think that's really good, you know, that you guys, I think this will hopefully keep you guys in a bond that just a lot of people that have brothers and sisters and a lot of siblings, they don't connect with something outside of just being brothers and sisters. They got the same mom, dad, whatever, and then that's their connection and that's it. But they're very different. But it's great that you guys are living in the same household and you've got the same ambitions and goals or similar things. That's really great. You guys really don't know how lucky you are to have sisters, you know what I'm saying, that actually love doing the same thing. You guys spend a lot of time together and it's blood. The question about the group, I think, was really a great answer because you said it's going to be hard to break you guys up because y'all really love each other. And that's great.
Yeah.
And you guys play. You guys play.
Play.
You guys play. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's go with the first song right here. This is the Mako Girls. Yeah. And they slay. This is K100 Radio. Check it out. Don't go nowhere.
So I refuse to be baited.
From the bottom to the top, my throne. Fall for the bottom to the top so long. Get to see the bottom as a flop, they wrong. Saw it at the gym as a rock, I'm strong. Young butter, okay. Flexing my muscles. Show it, perfecting my hustle. Work till it's hurt and life struggles. Ambition, all and that's me.
They gon' try to break you and degrade you. Well, careful they don't steal your joy away. And I might feel the trickery, but I got faith. So much faith, yeah. Step out on the stage and I'm gon' slay. Ooh, you better slay. So I refuse to be baited. Step on stay away in your face, cause they hate it. By Felicia, I'm confident with me, girl. Don't be
basic, not for everybody, since I'm not just anybody. I go hard for several bodies, family and friends beside me. Got this feeling about me, everything gon' play out right. I'm seeing larger boundaries and praying on the star tonight. Hit the flies with those airlines, lose my time, yep, this is my time. Up in these skies like adios, bye. I'ma fly high, standing ready for the ground. And what have you really accomplished today? See on the essay, what are you about? Ask me now, cause I'm about to slay. Just like an angel that's carried on clouds.
They gon' try to break you and degrade you. Well, careful they don't steal your joy away.
You better preach, girl.
So I refuse to be patient. Let them stay away in your face, cause they hate it. Bye, Felicia, I'm confident with me, girl. Don't be patient.
Go get it, walk that walk, you better slay. Extraordinary future legend in the booth. Yeah, you heard it here first, I said it, embedded in my roots. My mind is my greatest tool. I pack the skills to get these deals. Anything else irrelevant, I'm a man of holy field. I step on this mind like I ain't got no chill. They have like I'm ready for war. This basic is less than the major, can't see my place in it and nowhere at all. All my P's and Q's to stay up a par. When I work this, no listen hard. Look in the scent, but check out the squad. Make a way stop it, so keep up your guard.
They can never break me or degrade me, yeah. Only a fool would try to steal my joy away.
Slay.
So I refuse to be patient.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Bye, Felicia.
And that was the Mako Girl with Slay. We get ready to get up out of here with those girls. If that's the first time you ever heard of them, representing ATL right here, they always grind, man. They and their sisters, and you heard some of the stuff that they said. They really got their head on straight. Now you just heard the music, you know, fitting the bars and they singing, and then when they all dance with it, when it all comes together on the stage, really great look, very young ladies, but they really slay and they really go hard. All right, Anai, Mimi, Sheena, I got one more song that we're going to play before we get ready to get up out of here. I got one more song. We got Turning Up the Crowd. We're going to play that before we get ready to go. But I got one more question, then we're going to get ready to we got to get ready for another interview. We got Carolina George coming up in a second. Everybody was hitting the like button and the heart buttons over on Facebook Live while this was playing. They were just clicking and all the thumbs up and the hearts and the love. She's getting a lot of love over there on Facebook. Shout out to everybody that's checking in. DJ OK the General, one of our DJs, he's actually listening right now. He said, what's up? And he said, they're good. Asking where you guys were from. You guys are from Atlanta, right, originally?
Yes, we're all from Atlanta.
All right, I knew that. I just wanted to make sure we had that confirmed on the air. What's up, Kim Spates? She's checking in. A lot of people listening over there on Facebook. All right, you guys, I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to these young ladies. Now, one more question before we go. We're going to play Turn Up the Crowd. We're going to get ready for our next interview. The future. The future. We talked about your plans and everything. We talked about that. But, well, you know what? We kind of touched on that. Let me ask you. I'll ask you this question. This is more. Yeah, I'll ask you this question. This is different. Who do you guys like, each one of you individually? Right now, who do you look up to in the music industry and you say, wow, I really just want to pattern my career? Not be like that, because you don't know everybody's personal life and what they're like personally. But we talk about from an artist perspective. Give me one person a piece that you guys look at and say, that's what I want to do. That's where I want to get at with my career. I'll let you guys answer that one by one. We'll play the last song, and then we'll get ready to get up out of here. Anai, you can go first. Give me one person.
Well, it's actually not a person, but it's a group, and their name is Fifth Harmony. I really look up to them because they look like they have fun, and when they perform, it's so amazing, and it's breathtaking because they're like, amazing people as well. Shout out to Fifth Harmony. But, yeah, that's a person, people who I looked up to because they're a girl group, and they've been together for 3 years, like us, probably four now. But, yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Keena.
I would say Eminem because I absolutely love his flow and how he says his words and how he does, like, rhymes and stuff like that is so awesome. I absolutely look up to that. I would love to do that.
I did not. That was almost – that's probably at the list of last people I would have expected one of the Mako girls to say that. Okay, I like that answer, though. That means that you're really into the lyrics, because if you like Eminem, then you must really be into what people actually are saying lyrically. She just said Eminem. Yes. Okay, you know, she said Eminem. Yes, she did. And I understand that. You must really be into wordplay, because no matter how you feel about him personally, lyrically, he's one of the best that ever did it. That's just the truth. Okay, Mimi, you answer the question.
Yes, right now, I really look up to Beyonce. Looking at her videos and stuff, seeing that she owns everything and she takes charge of everything that she does in her career, and she performs awesome every time I see her perform. So, Beyonce will be who I'm looking up to right now.
Right. A very, very diverse answers. You know what I'm saying? A female group, Beyonce, Queen B, of course, and Eminem. Now, Keena, someone asked, how old are you? You know what I'm saying? But she's a senior. She's a senior. You're finna be a senior in high school, right? You graduated next year, right? Yeah. So you're old enough. I guess they were wondering, like, how old are you to be listening to Eminem? Because that's like, you're five or something like that. You know what I'm saying? When he had his heyday, you know, when he dropped out and some of his content is so harsh. I think they were asking, she listens to Eminem, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I mean? But even though I was kind of thrown off by that one, I ain't gonna lie, Keena. I was like, whoa. I expect to hear great things from you if that's one of the people that you look up to professionally. Lyrically, I expect for you to really be really, 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 really heavy with that pen. You know what I'm saying? Heavy, heavy, heavy with that. You know what I'm saying? But, ladies, we're gonna get ready to jump into this last song. Go ahead, Keena. Tell us about Turn Up the Crowd. We're going to jump into that, and we got to get ready to get up out here and get ready for our next interview with Carolina George. Go ahead, Keena. Tell me about Turn Up the Crowd.
turning up the crowd is basically how we have our home parties at home. We chill out with the crew, we turn up, and we have fun. So let's get into it.
All right, here it is, the Mako Girls. Again, thanks, everybody, for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. We really appreciate it. You guys, tell us, hold on, before we go, tell us their social media where everybody can check you out and they can get some of your music they want to buy and they want to support you. Give me your website, your Twitter, and all that real quick so before we get ready to go.
Well, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mako Girls.
You can subscribe to us on YouTube at Mako Girls Atlanta.
And you can buy our EP called The Mako Girls Experience on iTunes, CD Baby, Google Play, pretty much anywhere. And you can go on our website at www.makogirls.com. And Mako Girls is spelled
M-A-K-O-G-I-R-L-S. And notice that's a K, not a C.
All right. You got it? Mako Girls, M-A-K-O. Mako Girls, they got it all together. Kina, Mimi, Anai. I got that. I'll never forget that one tonight. Nick, when you see me out of the game, be like, listen, you got my name right. You got my name wrong twice. Herbalism. I'll take that. I'll accept that. I'm sorry. I got it right, Anai. You know what I'm saying? Really great, ladies. You guys, thanks. Really great interview. We're going to let you guys turn up the crowd, and we're going to get ready to get up out here and get ready for our next interview. All right? Did you have fun?
All right.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. All right. Let's go. K100 Radio. Turn up the crowd for us, ladies, before we go. Yeah.
To listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo!
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
Oh, yeah! Don't go nowhere. Pause. What up, though? K100 Radio. This is Direct Line Interview. Number two for the day. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. It's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. All right. Next up right now, we got the homie, the homie Carolina George is in the building. Carolina George, what up, bro? Hold on. Where's Carolina George at? Hold on a second. Let me make sure I got the right... Hold on. Let me see. Carolina George, 918, this you, bro?
No, OG, this is DJ OK.
Oh, this is DJ OK. Well, where did Carolina George go? Hold on a second. Hello, caller.
Yeah, this is Carolina George, man.
All right, yeah, you called me from another number, then you called me from another number. I was trying to make sure we had you on the right line. We got him. Let's get it. All right, what's going on, homie? Welcome to the broadcast again. This is our live direct line interview with the homie Carolina George. And big ups to him, man. First of all, you got to know that this artist right here, he's already been through our whole Illa Kill process twice. He's been through Illa Kill twice, and he's made it through twice. That is very, very, very difficult. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just don't make it through Illa Kill. If you ever tuned into that broadcast in that segment, you know how hard it is for people to make it through Illa Kill. They got to have some good music. So before we even get anything, just before we start this whole thing off, we're going to say this is a two-time Illa Kill winner. Somebody that made it through there twice with two different records. Not easy to do. Carolina George, man, welcome to the broadcast, bro. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the callers, the listeners, the people on Facebook Live. What up, though? Go ahead, homie. You got the floor.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Blizzard Man. It's Carolina George. I'm the founder and CEO of Millie Up LLC. Millie Up is an entertainment and entrepreneurship company where I like to offer other entertainers and entrepreneurs opportunities for exposure. So we do music, we do parties, we do just pretty much anything that we can get our hands on over here, man. And right now, if you want to also find out more about, I guess, anything that we got to offer for where you can get your business in, it's on millieup.com. You can go to the EBE list. I just built that. I've been working on that probably for the last 48 hours trying to get it ready to debut on this K100 radio interview. The EBE list is for it's called the Entertainment Bureau of Entrepreneurs. And what I want to do is it's like a directory where pretty much anybody who has anything to do with an entertainer's career can post their information right there so people can find them. So I got to build it, and I wanted to debut it on the K100 radio interview with Blizzum. But yeah, for the most part, man, we got the Millie Up, the Money CD. It's available for digital download on millieup.com/the store. And I got mixtapes in Reverb Nation for free for people who they would rather just, you know, get a digital download, free digital download before purchasing something. That's in Reverb Nation/Carolina George. And you can follow us and follow me on all social media platforms at Cackalack George, and that's CackalackGeorge at Cackalack George. And once again, shout out to K100 Radio. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate the Illa Kill segments, man. I got a lot of music to go through right now. You can also go check out both videos that I've made the Illa Kill with on YouTube right now. I'm going to be setting up a Vivo later. But both the videos are on YouTube, one for Giddy Up and one for Coastal Relaxation. Both of those songs made it through the Illa Kill segments. We got, Rub Me Down and Till I'm a Self-Made Millionaire coming next. I'm contracted to do 9 videos for 9 singles. The thing that I wanted to do is just, I want to release a bunch of singles, man, like instead of just coming out and trying to release a full-length CD or something like that. I just keep dropping singles because right now I'm doing everything by myself. So that's where I feel like I can benefit from versus trying to promote a whole CD. I could just promote singles and find out which one is going to get the most buzz. So I make the beats for the songs. I do the artwork for the projects. Or if not, I hire somebody who I feel like is a better artwork designer than I am. I write all of the music. I find features who I feel like in my local area are just as talented and just as serious about their craft as I am. One was Mr. Commercial on the Giddy Up. The other was Deja Blue. Coming up, we got Kenise Taylor. That's Jet Beauty Kenise Taylor. She's going to be actually showing vocals. And if anybody knows who she is, she's the girl who's also dancing and modeling in Coastal Relaxation. She's dancing in Giddy Up. So, that's everything that I got coming up, man. It's been busy.
All right. A lot of stuff. A lot of information. All right. And I'm going to tell you guys a couple of things about Carolina George. First of all, it's millieup.com. I think this is one particular artist who understands that he himself is bigger than just being an artist. He's a brand. I've looked at what he does and how he carries himself on social media and sees. I watch what people post. I watch what people say. I think he gets the fact that he's more than just an artist. He's a brand. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's really important for artists to learn and recognize early on. I've seen him promote, cross-promote his music also with his Millie Up brand and his website. He's actually, when he made it through Illa Kill, he reached out to me. He was like, yo, I got a website, man. I got a blog, and you know, I got a lot of stuff on it. People's popping. It's got traffic and everything. I want to do a feature on you. I want to talk to you and interview you for my for my website, and my blog. And I was like, man, this cat was just on Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you don't meet people who you don't meet artists who kind of have a whole nother lane that they got on deck that's like ready to go right now, that they got up and running besides just being an artist. Most of the time you meet artists and they're just artists and that's all they're doing. But he said, man, this blog is already, it's already up and running. He said, I can do the interview like ASAP. He said, I already got that going on. And I went over there and he hit me up and we did the interview and everything. And I was like, wow. And then on top of that, I'll tell you guys, shout out to DJ Esoteric. The way that this whole Direct Line interview went down, we were actually on one of the Illa Kill segments. And DJ Esoteric, which is another one of my Facebook friends, he was in there and he was just like listening to the music. And, you know, he asked anybody that was on the Facebook live feed. He said, hey, man, I just want to show some love to an artist. And I want to get him booked for a Direct Line interview. You know what I'm saying? And Carolina George just happened to be there, which is also another thing that you have to understand from someone in my perspective. It's rare that you meet an artist and they actually get past Illa Kill or whatever, and then they come back and they actually participate in Illa Kill, even if they don't have a song up, they're just coming through, just checking it out because they just like the grind. They just like to, you know, support people that are supporting them. And had he not had that kind of mentality, he probably wouldn't even be here right now today because he just came back to just chill out and, check out Illa Kill. And then he saw that DJ Esoteric said that. He said, hey, man, I'll take that. And that's another thing. A lot of artists would be too arrogant and too full of themselves to actually say, hey, oh, I'll take that free opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And no, he spoke right up. And then they got it booked for him. They're like, yeah, we're going to get him booked on K1's radio. And it was just that easy. So just in those couple of instances, I saw a couple of things, a couple of flashes of greatness out of this guy. You know what I'm saying? That lets me understand that his train of thought is definitely on the right path. He definitely has the humbleness that you're going to take to actually really win in this game. I know sometimes you got to be a savage, but sometimes you got to know when to be humble too. At the same time, it's a balance. And then he's got some good music on top of that. You know what I'm saying? And so all those things culminated, understanding being a brand, being humble, you know what I'm saying? Showing support to the people who support you. These are all things that I've actually witnessed already with this guy already. So I got to give him a salute on that. You know what I'm saying? And all that stuff really matters. You feel what I'm saying? And we're going to jump into the music in a minute. Now, tell me, you said that you actually do the production, man. You do the tracks too, so you're a producer and an artist, right, Carolina George?
Well, it's sort of like that, but what happened was I was dealing with a bunch of producers, man. Of course, I'm not going to slander any names right now, but I was dealing with a bunch of producers, and my problem was as soon as it was time for the paperwork to come out, there was always some kind of issue, and I mean with like maybe three or four different groups of producers. So I was like, all right, well, you know, after wasting about, you know, $600 to maybe $1,200 on reference tracks, taking them to the studio, recording it, taking it back to the producer. He said, yeah, I like it, and let's get some paperwork done on it, and let's find out, you know, the legalities about the situations. I started to realize I was wasting a lot of money, you know, and also back in 2007, when I was running with Mandai International Productions, and that's where I really learned all of the savviness from how the business end of this thing works. Because when I was a young guy, me and a bunch of my friends, we all linked up and started our own LLC, but it didn't work out for whatever reasons, you know what I mean? But once those paperwork issues started coming up, I couldn't really depend on somebody else. So I started learning how to do everything myself. I bought some Fruity Loop plugins and stuff like that, and I sat in and I watched YouTube and I learned how to make some beats. They're not the best beats, but at the same time, I knew I was talented enough to make them a best song, you know. So I was able to sit down, make a beat that I could groove to, and, you know, I would have some other guys come by and had a beat just playing and something, just to look and see what they say. And you know,
right.
Then once I got that, yo, who made this, you know, and I tell them I made it.
Right.
Yo, where you made it? Yeah. So at that point, I knew that I could at least make a tune that people could rock to. And from there, all I really needed was the lyrics. And with the lyrics, it's all of my lyrics are more or less content driven or story driven or something like that. You know, not necessarily, I guess, just rah-rah music. I really don't know how to do that yet. So that's where I stand with it. But yeah, I don't make beats for everybody. I just make beats. I made enough beats for me to make a full-length CD, because the full-length CDs that I was trying to make with other producers' beats always fell through.
So what did you say? Rah-rah music?
Yeah.
That's the first time. Rah-rah music. Okay. We'll call it that for the purposes of this segment. I totally understand what you're saying, man. Your path is so much similar to mine. You know, I literally started producing basically kind of not with paperwork. It wasn't a paperwork issue with me. I never had no issue with paperwork. I would just have an issue with things like, let me get the track so I can get it tracked out. You feel me? So we can go take it to the studio. You know what I'm saying? After you give me two track and I write on it, and then I got to chase you down and get the shit tracked out or whatever. Or maybe you've lost the data, lost the files. Maybe you sold the same track to another artist or whatever. I started having all those kind of issues as an artist, and that's what got me into producing myself. You know, the need to be able to create a song without having to go. Of course, we all understand that I'm not going to sit and produce a whole album. I actually tried to do that once and it didn't work out too good. You know, not the whole album, but just like if you know, it's not a good idea for artists to kind of have the same kind of production on the whole album. I think we kind of passed that era, and that's not really a good formula to me. I think you want to reach out. So I still learned to go out and deal with other people, but I understood that when I want to just create, I didn't have to always depend on getting just a melody or a beat from somewhere else. And I sat in there and I banged, and I'm from the era of MPCs and Tritons and all that. So I had to go buy a couple $1,000s worth of equipment and learn how to do MIDI and learn how to, you know, program drum machines and all that back when I actually started. And I had to kind of sort of teach myself. I really didn't have, and we didn't have YouTube University either, by the way, back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Path is similar. Yeah. I did it all because I got frustrated with situations with producers not being able to get tracks when I wanted to or whatever. Or it was always some kind of issue getting the song completed. And so I understand that aspect of why you got into production yourself. I totally do. Now, the Millie Up brand, which is, you've got Carolina George and then you've got the Millie Up brand, which is the same thing, because each artist has to understand that they are a brand themselves. And I see that you actually branched out and you've got MillieUp.com. You actually constantly push it, you know, constantly push that outside of just not Carolina George, but Millie Up. Which is good. You understand that the brand is bigger than the artist. It at some point is going to, in order to get to the real paper, the brand is what's most important. But what made you want to go there? What made you want to start the blog, the website, and everything? What made you do that? You told me what made you want to be a producer. What made you want to actually go and branch to doing the MillieUp.com and all that, besides being an artist?
Well, once I sat down and, you know, I took that 9 months or so to learn how to use Fruity Loops. Then actually another 9 months to make some beats. Then another 9 months to learn how to use, I was using Sonar 7 at the time. Then another 9 months to learn how to actually do the, engineering and mixing and stuff like that on it. So at that point, that's already 3 years almost, you know, if not a little bit more than that. But Once I had a product, because I did sit down and create, I got a 23 track project right now. It's called, like I said, it's called Millie Up the Money by Carolina George. It is for sale on MillieUp.com at the store link. I did create 23 tracks, and out of those 23 tracks, I got 3 skits. But once I finished with the product, I had to find out how I was going to distribute the product. And getting blog placements and stuff like that, it was sort of like out of my reach at the time because I didn't know about it. All I was trying to do was get my stuff on like iTunes or Amazon or something like that, and I didn't know nothing about that either. So I had to sit down and learn and read a lot from that point on. For about 2 years, I sat down and just, like, I'd pull up any kind of articles that I could find and just start reading and learning how to do more with my music. And then I just ran across this one ad on Facebook that was like, make some money off your music, you know, sell thousands of your own CDs. So I was like, all right, mm-hmm. well, let me read it. Let me see how to do it. I opened it up.
Right.
I read it, and I bought into it. And the product that you see now that is Millie Up is the child product of the other brand. You know what I mean? The other platform that guy or that company provided for us. So I say that to say that not everything that you see on Facebook or the internet and stuff like that is, you know, basically BS. But you just got to take the chance, and you got to take the right chance. You got to do the research yourself. You got to understand what you can do and what you can't do. See, once I started the Millie Up LLC brand, I just knew I wanted it to be a record label. But once I found out it could be way more than a record label, it just sort of like I had to start putting more stuff onto it. I'm continuously adding on to Millie Up now. So it's like no matter what I do, I'm always going to have another avenue to get to. My whole purpose of the whole the Millie Up LLC brand now is to make currency in any avenue that I can find while also helping other people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like with Millie Up, I take. No, see, for everything that I get, I offer that same aspect back to other entrepreneurs and artists. So that was what it was all about. I had to come up with a catchphrase, and that catchphrase was truth, separate the weak from the obsolete, Millie Up where opportunity meets ambition. And that it stands for, like, you know, no matter how weak a man is or how down he may be, it's his character, it's his strength that will separate whether he's just weak at that time or if he's obsolete and you know, non-existent. He doesn't matter. So that's what the separate the weak from the obsolete is about. And then, of course, you already know where ambition meets opportunity. You know, you got to stay focused. You got to keep grinding. And no matter how hard you try, you might not be able to do it because something may just keep coming up, but you just keep trying. That way, once that opportunity does show itself, you're still prepared, you're still ready, and you can take it by the horns.
Absolutely. Good answer. I like it. Shout out to everybody checking us out over there on Facebook Live. I see DJ Esoteric check in with us. You feel me? We had DJ OK the General. I see DJ P in the building. Bayou Time, what's going on? Red Dragon Promotions Media. They're over there right now checking us out live on Facebook, man. We're going to get ready to jump into some of this music. Now, again, I said the homie made it past the Illa Kill crew, and you guys are ruthless, especially over there on Facebook. You guys are ruthless over there, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys are cutthroat, and it's not easy to make it past Illa Kill. We've got DJ IM coming up in a couple of minutes. If you're getting ready to tune in, you're jumping on right now. DJ IM, we're about 5 minutes over past time. We're going to make sure we get this whole interview done, 5 or 10 minutes. But DJ IM is coming up right after this interview. So if you're listening to us right now, K100 Radio Live across the world, and you're tuning in right now, right about 7 o'clock, you know, you want to hear DJ IM. He's coming up right after this interview with Carolina Joy. So make sure you hang around. But we got two joints right here. We got both of these joints. Which one you want to rock first, Carolina Joy? Which one you want to let the people hear? Coastal Relaxation or Giddy Up? Which one you want to hear? Right now, Coastal Relaxation is the latest one that you just added, that you just put out. And Giddy Up was the first song that we had got by you. Again, both of them made them past Illa Kill, but I'm going to let you pick right now. Which one you want to rock out to?
I like to play Giddy Up first, man, because it gets the crowd involved a little bit more. So if people are, you know, sort of zoning out because we're having a nice little conversation and getting to know each other a little bit better, that'll wake them up.
Well, that's what this whole point. The direct line interview is definitely to get people to engage and get people listening to the actual artists themselves. You know, the music is always live at K100 Radio, but we want to put the personality behind it. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was really important for everybody to understand that, you know, you're one of these artists that understand it's bigger than just being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And that's just something that I think I'll look forward to watching your career and seeing what kind of moves you make, because I'm pretty sure even if it's not actually Carolina George, the artist that actually takes you to another level. I'm pretty sure at some point you will get there because you've got the right mind frame and you've also got the grind and you understand the bigger picture already, I can tell. Now, this joint right here is called Giddy Up. Who produced this? You produced this one, right? You produced Giddy Up, too?
Yeah, I produce everything that's going to come through Illa Kill, man, right off of the Fruity Loops.
All right. Hey, he's like, hey, you know, a lot of people be like, man, they don't even want to say they do Fruity Loops. I'm like, why, bro? You know how many fucking major producers use Fruity Loops? I've been in studio sessions with people, and people be like thinking that, oh, he's from this particular area, blah, blah, blah. And they just assume he's in there rocking with MP. The motherfuckers be in there with Fruity Loops. I'd be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? It made me a believer. Wait, trust me, if I started naming names, I'd be like, bro, you know how many people actually fucking use Fruity Loops and Well, Reason is a far more complicated software. Per se, but at the end of the day, it's all digital shit. You got some people that still want to bang out on the MPC. I like Machine, the new era of Machine. I like that whole software and that hardware that comes with that. I think I'm actually going to get that next. I think I just like how it feels. It's got an old school, new school feel combination. But yeah, I mean, Fruity Loops, it is what it is, man. If it bang, it bang. All right, let's go ahead and jump into this first joint. Carolina George, this joint is called Giddy Up. K100 Radio, direct line interview. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Cackalack George, CAKALAK George, at Cackalack George. Check him out.
Me and her could drink and smoke all day to sweat it out, cause she down to R-I-D-E.
I tell her, giddy up.
Share our problems and talk about a lot of little things, then bust a get away from a stress-filled day. The sex is great, but the company's appreciated. I bring comfort, she bring laughter, and that's how they related. The drinking, thinking about all the nasty conversations. She got all of her clothes on, but I see her naked. She must be going through the same, the way she looking at me. I say, come here, daddy, baby girl, I can make you happy. She laid me on the floor and said, it's time to play your role. She smoked a little, then she blew it on the pole. She gently climbed on, then she rocked it back and forth. Yeah, she sped it up. I was drunk as thinking this was up. Me and her could drink and smoke all day to sweat it out, cause she down to the way she rhyming did a little something to me. I just hit her with a tent until her come to me. Cause she gon' ride with me, and she gon' ride for me.
Me and her could drink and smoke all day to sweat it out, cause she got the R-I-D-E.
I tell her, giddy up.
K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, that first joint, that was the first joint. That was Giddy Up by Carolina George, man. And we're going to get ready to jump into this Coastal Relaxation, too, though. We're going to rock that joint before we get ready to get up out of here. K100Radio.com, we got DJ IM coming up next. He's on the deck. You feel me? Carolina George. What's going on, homie?
What's up, man?
Man, chilling, man. That was the first joint that you got passed for the Illa Kill. The Facebook Live is only 60 minutes long, so it's shut off, and we get ready to roll in a minute. I'm not going to start that one up. We're just going to finish this off on the broadcast. You feel me? Shout out to everybody who did check us out over there on Facebook Live. Really appreciate it. Of course, if you miss any parts of these interviews, you can always catch them over there on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com, K100 Radio. Just go over there and give us a search. Make sure you find Carolina George over there, too. You know what I'm saying? Pretty sure you got music over there on SoundCloud as well. All right? So the Coastal Relaxation, Joe, we're going to get ready to jump in that one. But I got one more question for you. Right now, as an independent artist, what do you feel like is the most important part of your grind as an artist? Now, we understand that you got the Millie Up brand and everything, but what part of your grind right now do you feel like is more important? Do you feel like social media? Do you feel like creating more music? Doing shows? What aspect do you feel right now as an independent artist is actually going to be the most beneficial move for you to focus on and put the most resources behind?
I would probably say staying opportunistic, focusing on just the goals that I already set a long time ago. So to put that in perspective, the more opportunities that I get, the more opportunities that I try to make out of those opportunities. For instance, once I made it past Illa Kill, I reached back out to Blizzom. Like, yo, Blizzom, man, I was just on Illa Kill. I got L'd, and I want to thank you for that opportunity by presenting you with an opportunity. But if nothing else, that custom article about you and K100 and the things that you've done, you started posting it again. So now more people are seeing me. That's capitalizing on that same opportunity. That's taking that one opportunity and turning it into three or four different outlets, because then I started getting in contact with the K100 DJs and the K100 radio personalities and the K100 staff, and also just the K100 fan base, you know. And that was just simply off of sick and ambitious and seeing an opportunity and being ambitious enough to take it over.
Yeah. That definitely goes back to just the whole point that I was saying about just branding and understanding the bigger picture, bro. Like, I just can't tell you how impressive that was to me, because I was like, you know what? I've dealt with so many artists, and a lot of them really just don't get that part of it. They just don't understand what we do with K100 Radio. And if you take that same thing and apply it to everywhere else, if you submit to another internet radio station, or you go do another showcase, or you go collaborate with another producer, and you take each one of those opportunities and try to maximize everything that you could possibly maximize from each opportunity, it sounds like so simple to the point that that's obviously what people would do, but you just don't understand how many artists have not done what you did. Now, don't get me wrong, all of them don't have a MillieUp.com to offer or even to come back with after Illa Kill. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the whole point I'm trying to get at. You got to have more going on than just rapping, than just putting out your music. But you were prepared to offer someone like me somewhere else to also double your exposure and get it even more than what you got out of just being on Illa Kill. And that's because you put yourself in the position to be ready for that before you got there. And then once you did it, you did it. You executed that plan. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's really great. And I think that's I just think that artists can learn a lot from someone, you know, like you that's doing that. And that's why I'm kind of glad that you got a chance to come over here and do this direct line interview with K100 Radio. I really appreciate it, man. It's really good. I hope everybody takes this and listens to it and takes the heat. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. I was wanting to say I did still want to take that special time and shout out and thank and just give appreciation to my man DJ Esoteric, because like you said, I was just you know, on the Facebook live feed, just coming through, just checking out the interviews or it was actually a conversation that you had going on. It wasn't even Illa Kill. It was just Blizzom is live on K100 Radio at such and such. So I was like, all right, well, let me check out, see my man we're talking about. And how artists the opportunity is they just won't pay for it, you know what I mean, out of their own pocket. And at that time, I was headed to a FM radio interview in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I had been trying to get on K100 Radio interviews, and I'm still trying to market the MillieUp.com brand over the radio airs, but I got to create a radio commercial for it. So we're skipping K100, you know what I mean? So when DJ
right.
Esoteric was like, hey, I'll spot somebody up right now if they want to come get an interview. I was like, well, you know what? That's an opportunity right there. And my whole thing is just take advantage of opportunities, man. You know, so I stayed ready for the interview. I was prepared to have an interview, and I saw an opportunity. And, you know, I wanted to be the first person to say me. You know, if anybody's going to offer, you know, exposure, take it.
Right. Yeah, take it.
it really falls down to me saying that if I wasn't confident enough in my presence and the fact that I know that I'm working and that's why I don't have the money to do, then I would feel a certain type of way, you know. But me knowing that I was working and it was certain reasons that I couldn't get it, that was not just I don't have the money. It's just other things that's going on that my money's just skipping this part. You know, I'm still trying to get on a lot of social media blogs and stuff like that, but my money's skipping that part. You know, if you look at the content that I got up, it's high level content. This stuff is not cheap. You know what I'm saying? So you have to build the imagery, then you have to build the presence. And as soon as you got both of them going, I don't really think nobody can really stop that. You just got to get the you got to get seen.
Exactly.
So that's
all right, man. We got to definitely get ready to roll. DJ IM is on deck and he's coming up next. But we're gonna get ready to leave you guys with this last joint. This is Carolina Jones' new joint called Coastal Relaxation. Give us a little bit about this one, man. Just tell us again. I know you produced it and you got the feature on it, featuring Deja Blue. You know what I'm saying? And this is a new joint that you're pushing. We're going to get ready to go ahead and jam this one out, and we're going to roll and let DJ IM come in and do his thing right here on K100 Radio, bro. You feel me? I appreciate you sitting down and chopping up with us for this Direct Line interview. One more time, tell them the website and everything where they can find the music real quick, and then find MillieUp.com. Just give them everything real quick one more time.
Hey, on MillieUp.com, you can find yourself getting questionnaire interviews, custom written articles. I got the Millie Scrolls video mix, the Millie Scrolls video mix Champions League, that actually offers artists a chance to win money from out of pools with their music videos. There's a voting process that goes on with that. It's also on MillieUp.com in the services tab. The money, MillieUp, the money, the full length project is available at MillieUp.com on the store tab. I have the EBE list, which is called the Entertainment Bureau of Entrepreneurs list, that I just put up maybe 20 minutes before this radio interview, so it's still fresh. I'm probably going to have to tweak it, but it is available if you want to go ahead and get your business listed and lined up for it. Both music videos, Carolina Jones, Giddy Up, and Carolina Jones Coastal Relaxation, are available for viewing on YouTube and also in every digital media download outlet. And last but not least, I want to shout out to Renner Communications, who actually shoots like high-end movies, and that's the guy who shot Coastal Relaxation for me, man. He shoots movies with like Owen Wilson and the guy with the beard from Hangover, and Adam Sandler, all of those guys. And I bumped into him because I just started looking for somebody to shoot my video and people wasn't answering. So I reached out to another source and he was just happened to be woke. So shout out to him. Shout out to Docs Communications, because Docs Kingdom Productions,
right,
Docs Communications.
All right, we got to get ready to cut this joint off, man, because DJ I am. All right, boy, thank you for calling in. K100 Radio, man, I really appreciate it again. Shout out to you for doing the write-up on MillieUp.com. I really appreciate that. We got to get ready to get up out of here, man. This is Coastal Relaxation by Carolina Jones. We're going to ride out with that. DJ IM is on deck. This is K100 Radio. We out.
Let's turn it up. You know who it is. Your buddy.
Baby, you a cutie pie.
Chilling on the coast, baby.
Chilling on the coast. Tell me what you want, baby.
When you win it like this, you can get it like that. I am one with the wind blowing off of my back.
My body, your body,
turn
my
it up.
Body, your body,
turn it
my
up.
Body, your body,
turn
my
it up.
Body, your body,
turn it up.
Girl, I'm in the moment, can't nobody fade me. Enjoying Mother Nature, look at me and my baby. Sex, sweat, and ocean mist, coastal relaxation. Love on the pier, this is paradise here. Standing our toes, walking the midnight stroll. It's high tide, gonna relax, it's our time. drink some red wine left over from when we dined ocean front at the Oceanic, sharing oysters and lobsters. You spoke your opinion about life with a mobster. Long as that was true, there ain't a wall that could block us. Blushing every time I take a look into your eyes. Blood rushing every time you take a good look in mine. You my world like if I was a pirate, you'd be my 10-pound pearl. Ain't no doubt in the body, girl, you can tell that I care. I swear, come and give me what's mine. Let's enjoy the feeling.
Chilling on the coast, baby. Chilling on the coast. Tell me what you want, baby.
When you win it like this, you can get it like that. I am one with the wind blowing off of my back.
My body, your body.
Let's turn it up.
My body, your body.
Let's turn it up.
My body, your body.
Let's turn it up.
Be the same, say the crying for the rain. Be the first to get a ring, cause you understand the game. Showing love through the pain equals monetary gain. Every monetary gain equals lifestyle change. We are rich and famous, no need to explain it. Just walk into a restaurant, your table, they'll arrange it. Diamonds for my main chick, sparkle when the moon lit. Love for only you, ain't got no time for the bullshit. Party for the truest, fool you'll ever deal with. Yeah, when it matters, when your best friend's wishless. A man like me, come a dime in a double dozen. I hold the streets down at home, we tend to love it. Sunscreen rubbing, always get to fussing. But when the lights out, we always get to loving. Yeah, come and give me what. Smile, let's enjoy the feeling.
Chilling on the coast, baby. Chilling on the coast. Tell me what you want, baby.
When you win it like this, you can get it like that. I am one with the wind blowing off of my back.
My body, your body.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B. The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip-Hop.